The Ohio Northern University Institute for Civics and Public Policy released a new survey of the Buckeye State electorate during the week. The results found businessman Vivek Ramaswamy, who has been climbing in recent Republican presidential polls, moving into second place behind Donald Trump. He posted 12% support, ahead of Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, who scored only 9, while Mr. Trump recorded a whopping 64% backing. Mr. Ramaswamy moving into second place in any survey is affirmation that his campaign is building upward momentum. Staying with the presidential race, the California Republican Party has changed their delegate allocation system for the 2024 election. Historically, California awarded delegate votes through their 52 congressional districts, 3 per district plus at-large votes. Now, they are moving to a system that would transform the largest Republican delegation into winner-take-all status. If a candidate reaches majority support, he or she would be awarded all 169 delegates. This means the likelihood of the nomination being clinched after voting on Super Tuesday, March 5th, grows even greater. After contemplating entering the U.S. Senate race against Democratic incumbent Tammy Baldwin, Northwestern Wisconsin GOP Congressman Tom Tiffany announced that he will forego the statewide bid and seek re-election to the U.S. House. Representative Tiffany, after serving 9 years in the state legislature, was elected to Congress in a 2020 special election. The Wisconsin race has the potential of being competitive, but Republicans still do not have a top-tier candidate. That could change, however, if the new state Supreme Court, with a progressive left majority, forces a redraw of the congressional map. If so, there is a potential that Congressman Brian Stile would enter the Senate race if a new first district proves unwinnable for a Republican. Celeste Molloy is the Utah Republican delegate's choice as their candidate for the special election to replace resigning GOP Congressman Christopher Stewart. She has faced a serious challenge, however, to her standing as a candidate because of residency requirements. A state judge, in ruling this week over a lawsuit filed against Ms. Molloy, declared that she will be slated on the September 5th special primary ballot. The judge stated that, quote, "the public interest favors respecting the party convention's choice," unquote. Earning Republican ballot positions through the signature petition process are former State Representative Becky Edwards and ex-Republican National Committeeman Bruce Huff. Democrats have united around State Senator Kathleen Reby. The special general election is scheduled for November 21st. Representative Stewart will resign on September 15th. Republicans are favored to hold the seat. In Virginia, 3-term Democratic Congresswoman Abigail Spanberger is reportedly already testing the political waters for a gubernatorial run in 2025. Virginia Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin cannot succeed himself, meaning another open race in the Old Dominion. Representative Spanberger apparently will not seek re-election to the House if she decides on the gubernatorial path. This concludes our Politics in Review podcast. I'm Jim Ellis.